You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Yes, the IRS will let us factor in inflation. I'm David Brancaccio. If your pay has not kept up with inflation, there may be some relief ahead. Your taxes owed are likely to go down as a percentage of income next year now that the IRS has made inflation adjustments. Now, this happens every year, but given how prices are going up, this really stands out this time. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, the adjustments the IRS announced will benefit everyone from low-income workers to wealthy heirs. Whether you see a benefit depends on whether and how much your income has gone up over the last year. So income tax brackets are adjusting upward by about 7%. The standard deduction, which reduces taxable income for everybody, is going up $900 for individuals. So if we do a little math, if someone is making the average median income in the U.S. right now, that's $57,000 a year. These changes mean roughly $370 in less federal income tax due at the end of next year. And that's keeping it really simple, David. No other deductions and credits in that calculation.
All right, but what if we do make this more complicated and include more deductions and credits?
Well, you'll really be testing my math skills then, David. All right, so here are some numbers. For low-income filers, the earned income tax credit is increasing by about $500 at the top end. The monthly limit for deducting certain transportation costs is going up to $300. That includes parking. There are also changes to certain health-related benefit deductions and other areas in the tax code where people will see increased tax benefits, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. And if you're nervous about inflation, news from Britain today won't help. Inflation there just came in higher than expected at an annual rate that is over 10%. It's in part food there, but also Russia's war on Ukraine is contributing to especially high natural gas prices in Europe. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Not now, but at those awful times when the financial system goes haywire and people start panicking about their assets, there's apparently a phrase, something about entering a diamond Dibvig world. Now, this refers to two of the three winners of the Nobel Prize in Economics this year, Douglas Diamond at the University of Chicago and Philip Dibvig at Washington University, St. Louis. They had worked together on DD, shorthand for a very influential academic paper from the 1980s about how runs on the bank are not crazy but rational and what to do about them. Since we're always on the lookout for financial crises and we like to talk to Nobel Prize winners here, joining us now is one of the D's, Dr. Dibvig. Congratulations, Professor.
Oh, thank you.
I want to imagine that somewhere in your home, Professor, you've built some kind of shrine to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Given your study of bank runs, you must be an FDIC fan.
I have some buddies at the FDIC, so I guess that qualifies.
It was a good invention, was it not?
So, yeah, I think it was. And, of course, the FDIC predates our paper. But I think that they are happy about our paper because it gives more powerful raison d'etre than probably the original reasons for having it.
What was it about your paper that was so important, even though we already had federal deposit insurance?
A lot of the motivation of deposit insurance was for protecting consumers rather than stability. And what's special about our paper is that it says that it's not denying necessarily that there are psychological aspects to bank panics, but we focus on the rational aspects. If you think other people are going to take their money out, it's rational for you to take your money out too. And that's because if everybody else takes their money out, the banks are going to liquidate assets at a loss and they won't have enough money left afterwards to pay you.
And doesn't just have to be deposit insurance. Central banks can also provide a form of insurance that helps keep panic from building on itself.
So in our paper, we talk about three different types of mechanisms. Deposit insurance is the most reliable. Second mechanism is the discount window. So people who are in a bank that's experiencing a run expect that their bank won't have to liquidate assets because the Fed will let them borrow money at the discount window. The reason this is a little less reliable than deposit insurance in general is that people may also be concerned that the central bank has discretion. The third thing we talk about is so-called bank holidays, which basically says you just stop letting people take their money out. That, of course, causes huge disruption for the people who do have need for their money. So of the three, deposit insurance is the best.
You know, but there are limits on FDIC insurance. Federal deposits are only insured to a certain amount. Could it go further in your view?
Yes. Personally, I would prefer that the demand deposits were covered 100% because there's still an incentive to run on the part that's not insured. So maybe there's $1 million in the bank and only 250 is insured. If the bank were to fail and have to rely on the deposit insurance, then that $750,000 would be lost. And so if this person suspects the bank has any problems, and it doesn't have to be a strong suspicion, then there's a big incentive to move to a safer bank and take the money out. And that could lead to a run as well.
Philip Dibvig is part of the trio that won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences last week. He's a professor of banking and finance at Washington University in St. Louis. Professor, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
So federal deposit insurance up to $250,000 per customer per bank. So multiple accounts at the same bank are covered if they add up to less than $250,000. The last bank to fail in America was in October of 2020. So not that long ago, Almena State Bank in Kansas in that high pandemic year, First City in Florida, First State in West Virginia, and Erickson State Bank in Nebraska also failed, requiring federal payouts to depositors. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.